The following show may contain subjects, topics, or language not suitable for everybody. Please don't take anything personal. They're just jokes. Enjoy the show.
Okay. Are you there, friend?
I am here. I am here and ready to talk to you about whatever. You have the camera going? Oh, it's just a recorder.
Well, no, the camera is going, actually.
But it can't even see either one of us.
I was trying to do the thing where the angle was right, but, you know, like, it was...
You can't even tell, though.
You can't tell right now.
You can't check.
I'm handling it, but how about when we're talking... I'll do this, like, right now. I'm talking, I'll be like, hey, this is...
That is going to be weird.
It's going to be weird.
Oh, because it has to be plugged in right there. That's the longest cord you have?
No, actually, I have a longer cord.
Because you can put it, like, if you put it back there or some shit.
Yes, you know what? I'm going to make the kid, I'm going to make my kid limbo when she walks to get water. Okay.
That's true. We're just sitting in a weird way. I don't want it to look
too late. You're going
to
be looked at.
I already had to go through that at the Comedy Palace.
I know, huh? Did you feel all self-aware and stuff?
It was kind of hard to speak. My mind.
It's always kind of... Oh, really? Well, maybe next time you can just let it loose, man. I think that's what that podcast is about.
Yes, that's true. No, I was talking shit. I was talking a lot.
It was very funny. It was crazy, man. I love it. I didn't edit it. Just so you know, I didn't edit any of it, dude.
Oh my God.
I dropped it on the timeline. I put in the intro. I put in the outro. Boom, baby. That's it.
How long was it?
One of them was like an hour almost. The other one was like about 55, 40
Oh,
minutes.
You split them up?
Yeah. You know, that 103 and 104. I'm trying to...
Oh, okay.
I'm still trying to... And there's still a big chunk. I'm trying to find Dewey Bratcher stuff. Dewey Bratcher and
You couldn't even find that shit?
I couldn't find that. Right now, it's only Gordon... And
that's at the end.
Gordon. No, Gordon. Well, I switched him around. I put Gordon first, and then it was us in the intro and Adam Connie, and that did another hour.
Adam Connie, Gordon. Oh, so the beginning part was Babzilla.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. Hopefully,
Jesse Pitcock.
That should be episode 105. So if I get it, that's for the Comedy Palace. I did too. Live at the Comedy Palace with Neil Singh. You can find that on Anchor and a bunch of other platforms. This is the Sweaty Thoughts Podcast with Mikey Perry and Mr. Benji Garcia Reyes.
What up, what up, what up?
Man, it has been a little bit since we did our last episode, but we get busy. Ultimately, we come back around and we try and touch on everything that's been happening, that has been trending, and that has been important and relevant in our careers and surrounding lives.
That is true. We were just talking about how we were just on the Comedy Palace podcast because...
Oh, that's just one of the things. But on today's episode, we will be talking about our experience in the Live at the Comedy Palace podcast. We're going to be talking about something that happened to Mikey when it comes to his equipment. Hint, hint, he got jacked. No spoilers. But
I was victimized.
Victimized and robberized. We happened to visit and we were present at the finals for the San Diego's Funniest Comedy Contest 2019.
Oh, yeah.
And if you guys don't know the winner, we're not going to, you know, ruin it right now. We're going to leave you a hook so you can listen. You can also Google it while we're talking to the rest of the segments, but don't kill it. Stay with us, right?
Or find out tonight at 11.
At 11. What else?
Oh, yeah. And we...
What else is hot on the news?
What's coming up for us, for real?
We
have a lot coming up.
Trending topics. We'd like to talk about, you know, touch on trending topic. As you guys all know, we are on anchor.fm.com, the main platform, right? The app.
Yep. And also Spotify, Sweaty Thoughts Podcast on Spotify.
Yeah. Google Podcast.
I just feel like that's the easiest one.
It is. But just, you know, big shout out to Anchor. Anchor.com helps us put this podcast together and distribute it among 5 to 7 or several other podcasting listening platforms that I can't remember right now. We'll list them in the future
episodes. Exactly. Yeah. So Anchor is like the mothership, but like with me, the reason why I always say Spotify is because I listen to Spotify every day. Are we on YouTube? We're not on YouTube yet, are we?
Well, we are actually because I slapped the sound on a graphic
and just let it go.
Yeah, that was in case
they don't need to see our
face. If you guys don't have. You know, when we do have the video up and we do all the graphics and stuff and all the city stuff, you guys will know and then you guys are going to want to watch. But that might just be another development.
Hey, I mean, technically we're doing a video right now, but it's just staring at me.
If you want to look at the better looking one of us for the moment, because look, right now we have a little contest going, you know, like right now the better looking of us gets the one camera that's working until we can afford more. Now, I've been working out. I've been doing the keto diet, you know, so hopefully I'll be able, and combination with the Atkins and, you know, and anorexia and bulimia. So hopefully next episode I will have the camera on me and you guys will see my sucked up face, you know, that'll look like Jeff Goldblum or something.
Next episode. Because right now we're just, we have a bed between us and then maybe.
It's more like a desk because, you know, sometimes people, sometimes people have sex on desks and those are kind of like beds.
That is true. So, I mean, why not use the noun of desk and bed interchangeably?
You know, reality is perception, my friend. You know, like if you've done any type of psychedelic, that's the first thing that, you know, you learn. You know, a bed is what it is. Or like that Mitch Hedberg joke is like, you know, a bathroom. And like how many bedrooms depends on how many, you know, like the kitchen can be a bedroom. You know, a bathroom can be a bedroom. Something like that.
It's funny because a friend of mine that's not a comedian literally last night sent me a clip of Mitch Hedberg at Just for Laughs.
Mitch Hedberg.
He was like, wow, this guy's really funny.
That was one of his best.
Yeah, and I was like, yeah, I've listened to it so many times. I was like, I know it is. I didn't even have to hit the click the link. Like, I already knew. As soon as I saw the thumbnail, I was like, oh, yeah, I know this set. And then I was like, you know, he he's not around anymore. He's like, what? I was like, wow, that's funny. That's
man, funny. I remember.
People are still finding out about Mitch Hedberg, which is great.
I think when he passed away, like 07, 09?
It was like 05.
We're going to double check that. But it was kind of around when I finally sort of started to think about deciding to go on a stand-up.
Oh, yeah.
So it was. And it's been happening, you know, with several comedians. And you know, I think the more everything goes along, people will see that, especially like with Brody Stevens. There's going to be kids, you know, new comics in 5-6 years that are going to be, hey, check out Brody Stevens. And they're going to Google him and they're going to be disappointed that he's passed away.
Yeah, you know, that's exactly what happened
to me. Greg Giraldo, Richard Jenny, and then, you know, not in a suicide case.
Robin Williams.
You know, well, with Robin Williams, he passed away. But Patrice O'Neill, I mean, there's a lot of, like, comedians that passed away way before. You know, Sam Kinison, you know, if you want to go back over Robert Schimmel's the only one that you know, beat cancer, and then, you know, he died tragically in a car accident.
Lenny Bruce.
Oh, man, you know, there's a bunch.
He was the first.
But,
man.
You know, it falls in comedy as what it is. But, yeah, man, you know, that's just one of the ones. So I guess, you know, today Mitch Hedberg is our featured comic of the episode, right?
Yep, feature past comic that we wish was here.
One of my favorite appearances on television was on that 70s show when he's like, hey, I didn't go to Vietnam, so I can never think of it. Like, serve a hot dog. He goes, hey, man, you didn't go to Vietnam. And he goes, that's what I said. I didn't go to Vietnam just so I can serve a hot dog or something. So Mitch Hedberg, you know, it was brilliant. But anyways.
Mitch Hedberg should have been a main character for that show.
Yeah, I'm surprised that he didn't make, like, you know what I mean?
He was perfect.
Yeah, he totally fit in. You know, he was a cook at that. What was the name of the restaurant where they went in all the time?
I don't remember.
I'm buzzing something. You know, whatever.
For some reason, I'm thinking about the Saved by the Bell restaurant in my head.
The Peach Pit. Wait, I'm so old. I remember the Peach Pit, but I don't remember. I don't remember
the Max.
It was the Max was something else. I remember, right? It was. Oh man. Anyways, well, we'll hopefully check it out at the end of the episode because we're gonna try and do that where we correct ourselves as much as we can for facts and logic. If I can fall back and do that.
Oh, yeah. I love going on tangents.
Woof. I do, man. But we also like ones. To stay stick on plan and cover stuff that is that is obvious. So we're going to go into Hot Topics. Hot Topics, right? Hot Topics.
Hot on. Topics.
Ooh, all right. So, man, you know, Aunt Becky and Felicity Huffman, that whole college scandal stuff, Mikey.
Dude, you know what's funny? I was just thinking about
I think about your joke all the time now that they're bringing it up. It's like, some college. I'm like, man.
All they had to do, man.
Did you hear that some of them got through with it also writing it as a donation, which means some of it could be written out?
Yeah, I was actually just reading that today.
Oh, that's like someone on the wound.
Or like one of the rich people's like sons, they said that he was a pole vaulter, and they stole a picture of a pole vaulter but in a distance.
Well, I'm Becky, Lori Loughlin's daughter.
Oh, yeah,
apparently
Becky.
She was like a crew. You know the one they do rows?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like she didn't really do it, but she posted one picture.
First of all, I didn't know Lori Loughlin had daughters that were, like, Instagram influencers.
She
well, one is.
Is.
And then the other one. They're like some Kardashians
over
there.
And according to reports, well, this is, you know, not as good as Kardashians, apparently.
Well, who is?
Because, that was actually in the line of what we're going to talk about. The whole self-made billionaire with Kylie Jenner and blah, blah, blah. But all right, back to Lori Loughlin's daughter. She was actually, I guess, with one of the main donors or whatever in a yacht when this whole thing broke out. You know, it's like, oh,
Yeah. I couldn't imagine that she was that rich. Like, I get that she had the show, but most people that had shows back then,
Like, well, she wasn't a billionaire, but she was a regular on the Lifetime Network, so she had a bunch.
Okay. She was doing stuff I wasn't seeing.
Oh, regularly. Yeah. Okay. That's exactly
she said Lifetime? I was like, okay, I get it.
Yeah, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. I would have been surprised or something.
Where's Uncle Joey and Uncle Jesse?
You know, if you don't know, there was this episode. You know, I saw it on a meme and I went to check out the clip where it's Uncle Jesse and Aunt Becky that get all persuaded or intimidated by somebody about putting the twins into a good preschool. And they had to go through extreme lengths to try and get the twins into that prestigious preschool.
Wow. I saw...
it was like a four-side. It was hilarious.
Okay. A funny meme that I... The funniest meme I saw on it was... Samuel, what's his name? Samuel J. Comro.
Yeah,
from AGT.
AGT.
He goes. If you have $500,000, don't go to college. The only reason why you go to college, is to have $500,000 one day.
That is brilliant.
I was like, wow, dude. Follow that dude because he's super funny.
No, he really is funny. He's a very funny dude.
I don't watch America's Got Talent, but I met him at the Comedy Palace.
I do, and I also did meet him at the Comedy Palace.
Oh, okay.
And
I got
to see a set. I was in the back, you know, that night he did both. Yeah, very funny dude.
Sells out every night anywhere.
FYI, it's crazy. If you guys are trying to go watch him, please don't expect America's Got Talent clean. Because he's even posted it himself. He's a grown person, you know?
It is so funny. And I mean, that's kind of one of our struggles as comedians is like, you have to TV up.
Which makes him that, which, you know, really sets it or really lets you know how good of a comic he is.
Yeah, because he switched it up.
And he even did, you know, the Champions Round. You know that?
Exactly. Yeah.
And, you know, so he went back out and did a lot more clean comedy. And producing clean comedy for people in general is hard, you know, even for some experienced comics. So that really just tells a lot about, you know, his level of comedy, how funny he is, and his range.
Yeah, and a nice guy too. I saw. Yeah, he was cool.
Cool. So, all right. Well, what's another hot trending topic that we got going on?
I don't know. Hot trending topics.
Have you seen the Michael Jackson Finding Neverland?
I haven't yet.
Oh, okay. So I have. So then I'm gonna go ahead and wait until you do, because I don't know. Were you a Michael Jackson fan growing up?
I mean, I was reading a lot of articles about it.
But let me ask you this. When you were growing up, what was your perception of Michael Jackson? You know, you were like 10 years old, 15 years old when the first trial.
It was really weird in my house with Michael Jackson. It's so funny that you ask, because my mom was in love with Michael Jackson. They were like they're the same age. Like, she was like, she loved, and it didn't matter.
You have to watch his documentary, dude, because that is how he got one of the moms.
I can see that. It's funny. They love, like, to be honest, if my mom had a chance to send me to Michael Jackson's house to live with him for the summer, dude, my butt would not be the same butt right now.
Wow, Mikey.
Or my mouth.
Well, you know, it'll be like, meant to be.
My mom didn't care, dude. My mom, if you bring up that Michael Jackson did anything wrong in our house, it's like you just said something about Jesus. Like,
just blacked out.
Yeah.
Or like a Trumpster, you know? Like,
I'm pretty sure my name is Michael because of that.
Oh, my God. That is way too true.
It's crazy. Ooh,
hey, we will ask your mom one day, just to be sure.
Hey, mom, how do you feel about Michael Jackson?
We know she's gonna say. I want you to ask her. Hey, did you name me Michael because you love Michael Jackson?
Yeah.
Because you were born like what, 88, 89? You were born
91.
90. Oh, 90. That was pre-trial.
Exactly.
It was before.
He was already going to trial for that?
No, it wasn't until like 91, 92. It was before the first allegation.
I mean, obviously I was still a baby, so I'm thinking.
My God, Mikey.
Dude, for the longest time, my mom kept all that from me. Wow. She just showed him to me as like this great.
So
dude,
did you guys like, you know, when did she tell you that Michael Jackson was like?
I had to find out on the news. I thought it was, when I saw it, I thought it was the first time.
You're blindsided.
Dude.
No. When did you find out that your mom, you know, loved or, you know.
Dude, as a kid, she made us watch, what's that movie when he came up as a kid? Like, there was a movie about the Jackson 5. Okay. Was it called the Jackson 5?
I haven't seen that one, actually.
Oh, so there's an old-ass movie, like, from the 90s, but it's about them.
Probably the 80s.
It's probably, but yeah. It was, because it was an old movie, but it was about all of them as kids, and then dad was mean.
It didn't show Joe Jackson, like, abusing them?
It did. It was a big part of it. They showed a bunch of it. They showed him coming up. They showed the Pepsi commercial.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
With the hair. That's how I knew who Michael Jackson was.
Oh, I seen that one. That was on Fox, like 15 or 20.
It was always
years ago,
on,
right?
VH1.
Oh, okay. But I think it was on Fox for the first time when it
probably.
Like, yeah. Like in the.
It was actually
90s.
A good movie.
It was, because, you know, it was the first time I even found out that Michael Jackson's hair caught on fire.
Yeah.
In a commercial.
So it kind of like they like you kind of understood.
Hey, but for reals, I remember I used to love Michael Jackson, man. You know, like he was like, he was everything. So I, you know, it's not hard to see how some people at that time get sort of blinded. You know,
dude, how crazy is it that everybody, like so many people, are like, no, that documentary is not true. Like it's not. Hey, it can't be. No,
you know what?
Do not.
You know what? They haven't seen that because. Like, anybody that sits through that and sees that, you know, just as comedians, when we write material, and the key to material is in making it real and sound real, because in the back of the human brain is like, nah, that is bull. You know, you watch this, and you see both of these guys who have nothing to earn from it, nothing to gain from it.
Right, right.
Talking explicit details that you know, like, you have to be an Academy Award-winning actor to go through these lines and not cringe or giggle if you're like that,
you know, or
feel terrible that you can't go on. You know, like I'm saying, you just got to watch this.
Dude,
know?
I mean, I did watch the R. Kelly one.
Ah, see, so, I want to watch that
and
one.
See,
so let's do this.
We'll switch next and then we'll talk about it next episode.
We will review both of those.
Well, dude, the R. Kelly one's like six docuseries.
This was only 4 hours long. It was two-hour parts.
Oh, that's still kind of long.
So you think that... How long was the other one? Like 15 minutes?
It was like an hour each.
Oh, okay.
So it was like 6 hours.
Okay, not bad.
But I watched it in like 2 weeks, though. I didn't watch it
you're
all
like,
once.
No, dude, I did back-to-back nights. So I was like, yeah.
I can do that, I guess. 2 hours each, whatever. It's like
I felt filthy in between, and I feel filthy after. Just
dude,
know,
like, I don't know. Like, it's crazy.
I can do
because everybody was quick to say... Mute R. Kelly. We're not playing his shit no more. Blah blah blah. But Michael Jackson.
No, there's still people. Yeah, right. You know, they're taking down. Like what is it? Statues. You know.
Well, Michael. Yeah, but there's just so many more supporters than R. Kelly had. Like R. Kelly.
Yeah, all the people that won't watch the stuff. Yeah.
If you still like
Michael
R. Kelly,
Jackson was way bigger than R. Kelly.
Oh yeah, for sure. But I mean, like people that like R. Kelly, like they're in a. It's like when it was
like
it's like
people
Trump.
Like, it's like when people like the Chargers. So.
Yeah. I was going to say, it's like Trump. Like, we didn't know all these people like Trump till all of a sudden he won. It's like, wait, you guys were all saying, wait, what?
It's a blank check to be racist.
All right, cool.
Well, there you go. All right, so that's what we'll review next time. That works out.
All right, cool.
All right, so what's the trending topics? Are you a basketball fan, Mikey? You follow March Madness?
No.
Not too much?
Not March Madness, but I follow the NBA. But
okay, the NBA. Well, there's nothing going on in the NBA. Only LeBron is not.
You know,
taking rest.
You know what I just read today? Kind of has to do with the NBA. Kevin Durant's adopted brother was killed. Was today?
Today is Wednesday, the 21st.
It was last night.
Oof.
Because they said early Thursday morning, which means it was last night.
How?
He was at He was celebrating his birthday at some club in Atlanta.
That's the worst.
As soon as he got there, somebody rolled up. I don't know who he really was, though. Like, I don't know. I don't think he was just, like, he had, like, a lot of followers. I saw just the news article.
What did he do? Was he, like, was his, like,
I don't know, but they were saying, the only thing I saw, like, the only thing that they mentioned was that he was dating some chick from Love and Basketball or some or Housewife. I don't know. One of them.
Like a real obscure
reality
cable reality TV person.
But I mean, he could have been like a DJ. To be honest, I don't want to disrespect him, but because I don't know.
Right. That's what I'm asking. I'm like,
No. I just don't want to say the wrong thing. And,
well, he didn't pop up in my feed, you know, and only important people. Only important people pop up in my.
But I mean, how do you think that can affect Durant? You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, man. Dude.
Like, wow. I mean, he called him his brother.
Dude, if you got in a crash, I would be all tripping out.
I mean, Durant's brother gets
probably grew up
murdered outside of a club. Like, that's crazy.
Damn. That sucks.
Yeah. Like, that'd be tough to be able to go 100%. This is him getting tested right now.
Maybe next episode, we're going to go ahead and update on how Durant did, if he even played today. I haven't even checked out, but you know. We'll see. We'll find out.
Yeah, but I mean, even if he doesn't play today, tomorrow, the next day, whatever, like, it's still going to be
the first game
fresh.
Back, right?
Yeah, first game back.
Was it right after Jordan's dad or who got killed after because of the gambling stuff? Remember that?
I don't know.
Jordan in the 90s?
I know
that?
Michael Jordan's dad, he got killed on the side of the road, like, sleeping.
Oh, okay. Well, apparently, I thought it was because of, like, the gambling.
I didn't hear that story, but I saw the documentary.
We're going to go ahead and fact check that for you guys right now.
Yeah. I saw the documentary of Michael Jordan on 30 for 30, why he went and played baseball.
Ah, and, what was it? I didn't even watch that one yet.
His dad really wanted him to play baseball, and he loved baseball more than basketball. His dad did.
Okay, gotcha.
And he pursued basketball. So when his dad died, he was like, look, I'm going to do this.
Okay.
And he went and went to the minor leagues, and he pretty much proved that it doesn't matter who you are. It matters about your mind, because he went into baseball kind of sucking because he didn't really play But by the end of the season, he was fucking hitting home runs like it was nothing.
Yeah.
Because he's Michael Jordan, and he has the mentality. Yeah. He just has the mentality.
Yeah, he
can do whatever.
One of the best things he could do, because he was very good at pushing himself and challenging himself, and you know, after doing so much and working so hard, he was physically in a professional peak. You know?
Yeah, and he understood what grind it took to be good.
Yeah,
it was like, look, if I can be the literally GOAT of basketball.
Well, you know, he never thought about it like that. Like, the thing we've talked about before is funny, because the thing he's said always was like, the only person competing was with himself. You know, the best version of himself. And that's
exactly
what a lot of people coming out and, you know, understanding that, because it really is. And because he was just so good. And, he, you know, it wasn't an accident. It was, you know, anybody that competes with himself isn't going to be Michael Jordan, you know, but it just happened to be, you know, that he was gifted and he had the right mentality. And that's why he, you know, when everybody else might have been taking a break or what have you, Michael Jordan was being Michael Jordan.
Yeah,
you know?
He'd stay outside all day shooting.
Came back
throws.
1-3 after retiring and all this, you know, awesome stuff. So, yeah, Michael Jordan, that's why he's still always going to be one of the you know, the best icons in sports, you know, just based on sports psychology, you know, execution, preparation, discipline, you know, like Jerry Rice, you know, we can go across, you know, Wayne Gretzky across sports, that you know, even Arnold Schwarzenegger as Mr. Universe, you know, like it's all the parallels of being great at what you do is just doing the best version of yourself, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's change the subject a little bit. You know, because this relates a little bit to the performance and preparation of it. Our friend here, Mikey, had a little bit of an incident less than a month ago, a little bit over a month ago. And the reason we're talking about this is because, as a comedian, one of the things that we rely upon on is, you know, our tech, you know, our gear, the stuff that allows
especially us. Especially as producers.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I was just talking about comedians, you know, because if you record your stuff, but, you know, if you, you know, produce stuff, if you, you know, put out content, you know, your equipment is more than just the stuff that you record with, you know? So, Mikey, why don't you tell us a little bit about, you know?
I mean, so pretty much, it's a super long story, but I mean, pretty much how it happened is just like anybody gets jacked, but I didn't get like, it wasn't face to face. I was in a restaurant. It was morning. Maybe like it was like brunch-ish time, and
not even at night, huh?
Not even straight broad day. So and then anyway, I come back out and I don't even notice that it's like unlocked or anything like that, because I'm just in a rush or whatever, trying to just doing the next thing. And then
so you don't know if it was locked or not.
It was locked when I remember, because I always lock it. Like it's a manual, so like I have to like take steps to lock it.
Yeah.
It's like there's no electrical stuff.
So the dude knew what he was doing because he popped it.
Right. So it was quick. I mean, and then when I reached, I was like, I just got on the highway, and I reached back to grab my bag, and it wasn't there. And I was like, what the fuck? So I like turned back around, whatever. I went, of course, like I drove around the whole area for like looking for, because it was two bags. It was my regular backpack, and then my bag, my camera.
What was in your regular backpack?
My notebook. That's another thing that I got lost. My notebook was in my regular backpack. I had like my gym stuff in there, whatever. And then the other bag was also a backpack, but it was designed for camera, which I have my camera in there, the lens.
By the way, ladies, also his first backpack had all his condoms, so don't even ask him. Ask him. He's not gonna have any.
I don't have any money right now to buy.
Don't have any. So anyway, so in the second backpack.
Second backpack was so the first backpack was to me more. It was kind of important for the fact that it was my notebook from day one, like literally, and I never bring it with me, and I had it with me because I was planning on writing.
Right.
And I just had it in there and was like, wow. And it was like, any jokes that are worth anything in there, I know in my head. I already know them. But it was just like
a bunch of scribbles,
the trial
and
error
ideas,
from
right?
the very first joke I wrote.
Very gone. Nostalgic.
Yeah. So it was like, and then so the second backpack was all the expensive stuff, the cameras, the microphones, expensive microphones, batteries, all that stuff.
Oof.
And
what was the retail cost of all that stuff?
The retail cost,
yeah,
for everything was probably close to $2,000. which is crazy because I bought my truck for like $1,200. So I was like, dude, if you the truck, like, please just empty everything in the truck and take the truck. I would have been more happy with that.
Like, you walk back, it's just your backpack there with all your extra shit.
I'm all happy.
All your extra ketchups from, you know, from like Taco Bell or whatever. Like, but just the truck.
My empty bang cans from the road trips.
And your condoms.
Oh, yeah.
No, of course not.
Jeez.
That would be the ideal situation.
I know. Who uses condoms?
I don't know. I was assuming you look like a fancy gentleman. I was just assuming for yourself. Please don't dare assume that I use condoms. I just...
If I was fancy, I'd have the latex and the lambskin, just in case.
If I was fancy.
For allergies.
If I was fancy, I don't know. You know, it's like so far off, I can't even imagine what it would be like if I was fancy. You know? It's just like, I need to take some acid or something to think that far. Like, oh my God, this is me being fancy. All right, cool.
Just make sure you just keep your pinky out when you drink. And then
yeah, man, put your stuff away, man. Like, you know, this is the thing I always like to think to myself because I've had stuff happen to me too. One time, you know, like in year 3 or 4, the first, I think, out of the city trip, I went to Arizona. We stayed in a hotel, and they broke into our car, and they took my backpack with my recorder, with my notes, and a whole bunch of stuff, you know? So I remember the feeling of being like, damn, I just got to start over, you know, and feeling bad. Fortunately, I didn't have an expensive camera or whatnot, but just my notes, my recorder that had a bunch of my first ones, man.
That will make you mad.
I used to hear some of the first sets that I was doing good in, and I used to psych myself up with those because I was like, oh my God, like, this is when you did good. But yeah, so that's the final tip, man. Just, you know, when it comes to that, take care of your stuff, put it away. Even if you're not a comedian, if you're a musician, but, you know, just don't underestimate it. Put it away in a safe spot.
Good thing about it though, is I kept all like the boxes and stuff and all that. So I had the serial numbers. I had the serial numbers on them, and I was able to file the police report. And of course, the dumbass fucking pawned it. So boom. When you file a police report with all the serial numbers, it's a wrap. You pawn it, and then they're going to catch you.
And that's why we brought it up. The important thing about anything, especially if it's electrical, you know,
anything expensive,
write down the serial number.
Anything over $50.
In case. Because in such case, with Mikey, you get anything stolen, you report the numbers, and anybody that wants to sell it to a pawn shop or anywhere that needs to register a sale, they have to submit an identification, and then from there, it has to be submitted into the Department of Justice. All items are held for 30 days at least, and then if it gets reported, they get held for 90 days. So if you ever get anything jacked, don't call around a bunch of pawn shops wasting your time.
They're not even allowed to tell you. Trust me.
If they're nice, they'll do what I do. I'll tell you, hey, what I just told you, report the serial number, exactly. Call the cops, because anybody is not allowed to sell stolen property. That's why, you know, we cannot sell as any pawn shop, you know, or employee or whatnot. You cannot process any transaction without a valid California ID, because if there is a case that it is a stolen item, it'll be tracked back down. So that is one of your, you know, great tips of the day.
Yeah.
Lesson learned by Mikey here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it wasn't
a... My truck's old. I shouldn't have had it with me. I'm gonna have it with me.
The reason why we're telling you is because, you know, the end of the story is that cops called you and...
Yeah, cops called me. Boom. They were like, hey, we found your stuff. It's at this pawn shop, which is funny because, like, he was saying that the first pawn shop I called told me all that. So I was like, okay. Because they were like, no need to waste your time. Nobody's literally allowed to tell you anything. So just call the police, file the report, and if it pops up, then they'll call the police, and the police will call you back. And exactly. That's pretty much what happened.
By the way, sidebar, please visit www.springvalleypawnshop.com or follow us on Instagram. That is one of our sponsors on the side. But anyways, keep going.
Oh, yeah, that is. And, where do you think we get all our stuff from?
Yeah, where do you think we get all our discount best gear that we can't afford? Yeah. Because we're...
Everybody's like, how do you have all this gear? Like, don't worry about it.
We are struggling artists that happen to work very hard, and some of us have hookups at SpringValleyPawnShop.com.
Yeah, when you're a struggling artist, you find ways. Like, if you can't figure out how to find ways, then you're not starving enough.
Oh yeah, and one of the goals that we have on this show is to you know, pass over all the information and wisdom, you know, to save money and be effective. And also, in case you guys are wondering,
Yeah. I mean, look, shout out to Adam Love. Look at that. Like, oh, yeah. we were there from the very beginning when there was nobody there.
That is one of the shout out segment of the day we want to do today. It's to Mr. Adam Love, who runs the Color of Funny Comedy Show at the XO Bar / Lucky Lady Casino in San Diego at 5522 El Cajon Boulevard. Awesome place, man. You know, he's been running it for 4 or 5 months. His numbers have been growing, and he's such a nice guy. He always feeds me tacos. You know, I mean, it's a good environment.
Yeah, I mean, you either love him or you don't, but he's definitely moving up. Like
comedian wise, you know. But if you're an audience member, if you're a regular person, that he's a very cool dude. He really enjoys putting on the shows.
Yeah, he does. You can see it.
He enjoys it, and you know, now more that he's getting a lot of more response, and people are coming out to his shows. He's even happier, and he's, you know, he's very grateful. It's very cool to see somebody that put in work, and you know, that was kind of, I guess, that, you know, if you could tell by Mikey's comment, you know, a little bit picked on or bullied on, you know, to be effective. I mean, I'm just, yeah.
Yeah, time. But
shout out of the day, Adam Love.
He persevered, and now he is having packed houses.
And he's adding more shows. So if you guys can go ahead and check him out. We do have a link on our page. But it is the Color of Funny Comedy Show. That's #Color of Funny Comedy Show.
Go to his shows. You'll see us there.
You can find that hashtag on a lot of these. You know, it's, and you can find him Love Adam Love 5 on Instagram. Cool. And then what else? Oh, we went to the Madhouse Comedy Club Funniest Person Contest. This
finals.
Yeah, right. 2019, where you know there was 10 very funny comedians.
Yeah, that was the first one I went to.
Good times, man. The Madhouse just moved to downtown, where previously I think the Hard Rock Cafe was at.
Yeah, well, they've been downtown, but they just now they're out
4 or 5 months, right?
They're out.
Oh yeah,
they
were downtown. They were at Horn Plaza since 2011.
Yeah,
where I used to be a regular for a couple of years.
Yeah.
Now they are on 4th Avenue and I believe F, right?
F and 4th. Yeah, right there.
Still across
from. It used to be the Hard Rock Cafe.
Still across from Horn Plaza. Very nice spot. A lot of people there, very nice. The food is still very good. We were there. We enjoyed it. They have two rooms. They have the back room, which is the brick room. And then the main spot. Yeah, man, we had a good time. The winner was Mr. Ryan Hicks.
Ryan Hicks, yeah.
Who was a San Diego comedy veteran for at least 6, 7, or 8 years.
Yeah.
Very funny set. Some other people that are in second place was Mr. James Hancock.
James Hancock, yeah.
Michael Cassavery, one in third. I don't remember the other three because I left. I had to ride on the bus.
Well, that's the only ones that they announced.
Oh, okay, cool.
Of course, Big Frog was part of it.
Big Frog, Cameron Frost, Alec Parent,
Johnny Herrera,
and there's one more.
Andrew Tarr,
there you go. Wow, we're pretty good. We weren't that bad. All those guys, very funny. It was an awesome show, and I got to give a shout-out to the Madhouse staff. You know, I know they were backed up because it was a sold-out show.
Wow. It was
But
wow,
I know
crazy.
They did the best they could. You know, I mean, all, you know, my stuff was awesome, you know, and I got to eat some food from the people I was eating at the table. That was awesome, too, you know?
And I know a lot of the waitresses and waiters, they're comedians themselves, so they're not... They're not into this whole waiter shit, but they did a great job. So it was like
MadhouseComedyClub.com. You know, they have shows every day of the week. You guys can find them on Instagram and everything. So there you go. I think what do you got? We got a couple more things. Last but not least, my friend, do you have any tips for today for the comedy audience, the comedy loving people?
I don't, but I do. I was going to say...
I thought your tip was like, put your stuff away, right?
Yeah, I already gave him a tip.
That was
going to say, coming soon, look for it. There's going to be a San Diego League that's coming up. It's kind of like a competition, kind of like a contest, kind of like a festival all in one. It's a league.
Yeah, it's a little old school. Some people might not remember that, but it's definitely something pretty innovative we've been working on. We've been sitting on for a while. So just check out upcomedyshows.com. Follow us on Instagram.
How that league is going to work is pretty much it's just like fantasy sports. Like everybody's going to get points and numbers for certain things that they do. It's going to be as fair as possible. And
it's hashtag comedy ball, guys. It's going to be the best version of comedy.
Comedy ball. You heard it
first. Comedy
ball,
guys. So cool, man. Well, thank you guys for listening. You guys can go ahead and reach us at Sweaty Thoughts Podcast. We are on all social media platforms.
Oh, yeah. All right. My name is Mikey. I'll see you next time.
Hey, and I am El Benji Garcia. You guys have been awesome. This has been the Story Thoughts Podcast. Thank you for listening. See you next time.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. This is Benji, just with some corrections or clarifications that we sort of mentioned on the show. We talked about that 70s show. The place we were talking about was The Hub. That's where the gang used to hang out at. Mitch Hedberg played a cook on that one. The movie that Michael Jackson was in came out in 1992, and it was called The Jacksons, The American Dream. Some of the platforms that we are available on is Overcast, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pocket Casts. And upcoming will also be iTunes. And last but not least, Kevin Durant's adopted brother that was murdered this last week, his name was Clifford Dixon, and he was celebrating his 32nd birthday. And for the record, Kevin Durant did play that next day and beat the Pacers 112-89. Thanks for listening. For more on the Sweaty Thoughts Podcast, follow us at Sweaty Thoughts Podcast on all social media outlets. For more on Mikey and Benji, check out upcomedyshows.com.